These were the haunting images that many saw on television or heard about on radio broadcasts. Almost a million people killed during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Many also watched the mass exodus of what was then largely the Hutu population in fear of reprisals into neighboring countries. Pierre Claverne Saisenga, his wife and three children, were among the thousands who fled Rwanda. In his recently published book, Dying to Live, the author, a Hutu, writes about traveling thousands of kilometers on foot without food and water, forced to cross dangerous rivers and hide in animal-infested jungles and hunted by rebel groups.
Many people wondered how we survived for so long in that jungle of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And this is a story to tell to people that you should never give up on your life.
The author said he spent 5 years hopping from one refugee camp to another. There were camps stretched all across the Democratic Republic of Congo, from Bukavu to Tingitingi, Ubundu, Obilo, and so on. One of the most touching moments in the book is when the author almost separated from his wife in a disagreement on which route to take next. One route will put them in the way of former DRC President Laurent Désiré Kabila and his rebels heading from Kisangani to Kinshasa to oust longtime strongman Mobutu Sese Seko. The other route, he says, would put them in the crosshairs of the Rwandan Patriotic Army, which had assumed power in Kigali.
I told my wife, I'm taking the route through the forest. Better be killed slowly by insects and reptiles, rather than being massacred by rebels. My wife answered, how can we do that with the children? She responded that she will not follow this time and she wanted to go through Kisangani.
In a chilling account, he described how their son saved the day by convincing his mother to follow his dad. He held back tears while recounting the story during our interview. While those moments make the reader cry, other episodes in the book evoke humor, like when the family had to commission the acting talents of their three-year-old daughter, Emerance, to pass frequent checkpoints. They were often mistreated, the author said, and emptied of all their money. So they decided to stash everything they had in the cast the little girl wore over a broken arm.
She was very little, so we told her that we would leave her behind and directed her to start crying after we passed the checkpoint, pretending that her parents had left her behind by accident.
The Siaisenga said the distraction worked, and checkpoint guards seemed more interested in reuniting her with her family than in checking her caste. He describes the lesson he wants people to take away from the book.
What we lived through during this ordeal happened because of the previous events, and I'm talking about endless ethnic conflicts. I want people to understand that evil breeds evil. When someone does something bad today, someone else will eventually pay for it later. Let's respect human beings.
In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Donc, il faut respecter la personne humaine.